WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new album from pianist Mulgrew Miller and his quintet. In the early 80s, Miller was a member of trumpeter Woody Shaw's quintet, and later he joined drummer Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. Miller is now 32, and Kevin says his new album shows that a great piano player is shaping up to be a great leader, too.
Mulgrew Miller is one of the hardest working musicians in jazz. He seems to turn up on a new album every month. He emerged a few years ago as the most interesting young player inspired by McCoy Tyner, who is the most influential jazz pianist since 1960. But lately, Miller has grown out from under his mentor's shadow. Where Tyner is splashy and expansive, Miller's sound on his new album Wingspan is more spare and compressed, harking back to Bud Powell's lean bop inventions. Here's Mulgrew Miller on his composition, The 11th Hour. Perhaps the most remarkable thing about Wingspan, Miller's third recording for the Landmark label, is not that he's revised his piano conception, but that he's assembled a group whose collective style is an extension of his own. Like his playing and his writing, his quintet declares a return to bop basics. Their approach is crisp and pointed. Kenny Garrett on alto and flute, Charnette Moffett on bass, and drummer Tony Redis play superior modern bop. But Steve Nelson's vibraphone sounds downright archaic. Nelson rejects Gary Burton's four-mallet chordal style. Instead, he echoes Lionel Hampton's hard-hitting two-mallet approach. Steve Nelson is featured on Miller's Soul Leo, a tune obviously indebted to Ramsey Lewis. Holger Miller's compositions are the main reason the players sound so inspired. They recombine orthodox phrases in novel ways, so his bop sounds authentic and surprising at the same time. The two tunes he didn't write, Kenny Garrett Bossa Nova and the standard I Remember You, don't inspire the band quite as much. Bop long ago became jazz's status quo. Miller's quintet lets us hear it afresh and do it with uncommon good cheer. At a time when too many young boppers sound maudlin at best, these players sound like they're enjoying themselves. Miller's still fronting trios in clubs, but this quintet should be working on a regular basis. The band deserves a chance to grow.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat Cadence and Jazz Times. He reviewed Mogul Miller's new album, Wingspan, on the Landmark label. You're listening to Fresh Air.